So how'd you get involved in this project?
I emailed Bill about his shoot interview that he did with High Spots, and because it was really good. And if I remember right, he contacted me before, and I really about writing a book because he had heard about me through, you know, all my other books that I've done. And at the time, I just really wasn't interested because I was more of an old school guy, and he didn't really get started in the 80s. The thing when I heard his shoot interview, I thought, man, this is really good stuff. I mean, he has a real good way of telling the story. And so I ended up writing him back, emailing him back, and we got in touch from there and just went forward with it. But it was really, like I said, something I really never even wanted to do in the first place because I just really didn't have the interest in the more new school guy.
How were you eventually, like, kind of sold on it, you know? Like, did you speak to him and then, like, you kind of thought about doing the project? Or was it kind of like, were you unsure? I mean, how did that all work out?
I was sold on it after I heard that shoot interview.
Okay.
He just has a good, you know, even though it wasn't the old school stuff that I normally cover, it was just really good, really good. I don't know, he's like a new old school guy, a modern day old school guy, you know. His story sort of went right along the lines of what an old school wrestler would be. And it just, I don't know, it just caught me, the interest of it, from that shoot interview.
What do you think surprised you moving forward, like in the interview process and him just telling you his story? Like, what surprised you the most about him?
Just how down to earth he was, how much appreciation he had for the old school, you know, style of wrestling and the old school way of doing things in the wrestling business.
As far as his tenure in WCW, I know it's mentioned in the book, but do you think it's something that a fan of that promotion would really latch onto?
Absolutely, because we cover a lot of things that went on behind the scenes, you know, things like, yeah, and he talks about a lot of the wrestlers in WCW other than himself, you know, the situation between Chris Benoit and Kevin Sullivan. A lot of the Chavo Guerrero Jr. stories, life on the road, what they did between matches, after matches, you know, in the hotels, in the bars, and life, you know, life not only in wrestling, but life outside wrestling. And once he gets into what it was like to be a wrestler for WCW, how much time that took away from him, which caused him, you know, in the long run, his wife, his marriage, you know, he was on the road constantly. And, of course, I guess it was probably just as bad as WWF or in a water spot, possibly.
You've interviewed tons of professional wrestlers over your career. What do you think that you would say to someone that wanted to train to become a professional wrestler from your experience? What do you think they'd have to expect from an emotional point of view in their life?
Just expect to not make a lot of money for a long, long time, if ever. The problem is finding the place to be able to wrestle. And the only thing I suggest is just to learn their trade, sit down with people who have made it, talk to them, read books, become a student of the game, of the wrestling game as it was in the past, you know, because you don't learn a lot of, I don't believe you learn a lot at the independent shows anymore, because most of the people there are you know, young in the business. A lot of them, you know, haven't had but a handful of matches. Some of them, you know, yeah, they have guys that run these schools and these independent promotions that were in the business back years ago, but very few of them are actually in, you know, training in these schools that really have the experience of working the territories. So I guess if I could say anything, it's just be prepared to work hard and sacrifice, and don't expect anything in return, you know, over the long run, because it's a tough road to hoe these days. There's just not many places to work anymore.
Considering that, why do you think Bill DeMott has been so successful as a professional wrestler? Like, what do you think he brings to the table that has separated him from all those other people that have tried to come up over the years?
Well, he learned from old school guys, but in his day, there's still a lot of old school guys around. He learned from Johnny Rod, went through Johnny Rod's school. And I believe, you know, he got a lot of it. He learned psychology of wrestling, and he still was able to wrestle in the territories. See, that's what I was saying a minute ago. They don't have the territories now for the guys to learn their, you know, to learn their craft in. So there just aren't the places they're able to go to learn how to wrestle. And unless they know somebody, to get them someplace like Japan or, you know, someplace where they still do have regular wrestling, it's a tough thing to do. Bill, like I said, on the other hand, he trained under Johnny Rods. He was able to work in he worked in Japan under the Wing promotion for quite a while. He worked in England, worked in Puerto Rico. Then he came over and worked WCW. So he was working steady, you know, 3-4 nights a week at that time. But the opportunities now to do that for an independent, somebody up and coming who's never been in the business before and is just now learning, the opportunities are pretty slim. I hate to sound so negative about it, but that's, it's just the way it is. There's just so few places to go. And like I said, unless you know somebody, it's just hard to, get the WWE or TNA or anybody else to take a look at you.
He's made a very, very solid transition from, you know, his active wrestling days in the WWE to, you know, that role in Tough Enough, and now he runs his own wrestling school. I mean, you spent so much time with him. How tough is Bill DeMott emotionally on his students? Is that all, like, for show, like, on Tough Enough, or is he legitimately, like, that tough?
No, he's pretty tough on the guys, you know. He doesn't want somebody to come into the wrestling business that is going to be a wuss, you know. He wants to help people realize what it's going to take. And he figures if he's hard on them now and they take it and they suck it up and do what he tells them to do, then they're going to they'll have a better chance of making it in the wrestling business as opposed to somebody that's just carried along with no expectations. And when they get in the real world in the wrestling business, it's a dog eat dog world, especially today. It's always been that way, but today it's even more so. There's fewer spots available. So I think, he does that to get people ready for what they'll be facing when they get on the road and, in the ring.
Okay. What's your favorite part of the book, if you don't mind me asking, without, you know, giving too much away?
Oh boy, I just stopped thinking about that one. I guess the section, here I am an old school guy, you know, and I love the old stuff more than anything, but I think I probably enjoyed the part of the section about Deep South Wrestling more than anything, because he got into talking about, you know, really in depth of how they trained and the problems they faced, the problems he faced from the students, how some of the students were such babies and cried, called the WWE and cried about what Bill was doing to him. And I guess that's probably my favorite part of the whole book was the Deep South Wrestling, the time he spent at Deep South Wrestling.
Considering your love for the old school, do you think this was difficult for you? I know you said that, you know, DeMott is kind of like a new, an old school wrestler, you know, in a younger body, but was this a little bit difficult for you to write at times because of that?
No, the difficult part was doing the research. The old stuff I can find. I mean, I have tons and tons of stuff in my files, to look up. Because when I do a book with any of these guys, you know, I do a really pretty in-depth career study on them. And, for instance, Stan Hansen, I sent him 150 pages of questions after he sent me his manuscript. So I do a lot of research, and Stan, bless his heart, he answered every single question I asked. But Bill, it was harder because, see, I have a whole lot of background material on guys like Stan and the guys that are Luke Dez and them. But Bill DeMott, there's just not that much information. There's information online, but you don't know what to believe, what not to believe. So it just, you have to do a whole lot more digging to come up with it. You know, the information you need to develop the questions and the outline that I end up sending to these guys to do their book.
Considering that, how do you think this book stacks up with some of your other work?
Oh, I think it's great. I enjoyed it myself, and the response I've gotten has been pretty great. You know, really good. I honestly wasn't quite sure how well they would sell. wrestling books, first of all, aren't big sellers anyway. But I wasn't sure because the people that generally buy my books are the guys that enjoy, the guys that go way back. Jody Hamilton, Ruth Ez, Ole Anderson, J.J. Dillon, Tony Atlas. They're more the old. They enjoy more of the old school guys. They don't care much for the newer school guys. But surprisingly enough, most of them, my regular customers, they bought Bill DeMott's book, and I've got great response from it. And I guess there again, we go back to the fact that they see him as a modern era, old school guy, and they enjoy the book. And it's held up well as far as sales compared to a lot of my other books.
How would you sell this book to someone that's interested in, you know, Bill DeMott? If someone kind of comes across your website and they're like, oh, a book on Bill DeMott, why should I buy this? What do you think you'd say to them?
I don't know. I guess I'd just explain it. If you want to learn about professional wrestling in a modern era seen through old school eyes, that way you get a little bit of both worlds. I'd say this is the book. It'd be the book to buy because some people don't get into the older era. You know, they get into more of the modern era. So first, I guess I'd have to figure out what the guy was interested in, whether it's old school or new school, and talk about that. You know, talk about the old school facet of the book or the new school, depending on what you know his main interest is. But I'd also want to explain that if you want a good education of the wrestling business in both eras, the old school and the new school, and this would be the one to get because it gives you a little bit of each.